有，好，感谢主。谢谢年轻人他们带我们的敬拜。
We thank you, the youth that leading our worship today.
啊，在敬拜当中，我们无非就是要能够亲近神，能够有神的恩膏跟恩典能够临到我们。
During our worship, that we're hoping that God's anointing and His love will be with us.
我们也愿意把我们所有的全人、全心、全身能够奉献在神的面前来敬拜他。
And we would like to offer our whole being in front of Him to worship Him.
因为他配得我们的敬拜。
Because He deserves our worship.
所以我们刚才在讲到，就是我们教会还有很多很多的事情在进行当中 ongoing。
So the presider has mentioned that we still have a lot of unfinished project.
我想这是整个教会的 project， 所以我们每一个人都在这个里面。
And this is the it's concerning the whole church, our whole congregation. Everybody's in it.
所以我们大家都能够用一个祷告的心，如果我们人来，我们来，我们不能来，我们用一个祷告的心来托住整个教会的事工。
So if you can come to help, that'll be great. But if you can't come, please just keep everything in your prayers.
特别是在我们昨天我才接到一个电话，就是我们的讲台的这个十字架。
I received a phone call regarding the cross that we're going to prepare for our platform.
因为我就有个心愿，说我们要做一个很漂亮的十字架放在讲台上，而且要够大。
I have the wish that we will have a beautiful and big enough cross to put in our sanctuary.
然后我发现去 Home Depot 看到的就是 pine 啊、redwood 啊，就是一些不是很漂亮的木头，我就不觉得它不够表达我们的诚心诚意，送一份礼物给 Jesus。
I was trying to find one from Home Depot, but all I can find, I don't think they're good enough to give the best to Jesus.
然后我就跑到我们 local 的有一家叫 Southern Lumber， 然后到去那边，他们是专门卖漂亮木头的，就看到很多很多漂亮的木头，我就看到其中有一样叫做 Walnut.
I went to one of the local stores, and they have a lot of beautiful woods. The selection is good, and one of them is called the Walnut Wood.
或者叫胡桃树。胡桃我们讲错吧 ，walnut 就是我们吃的那个 walnut 树，是硬木头，是很好很漂亮的木头。
And that wood is from the walnut tree.
但是那个木头呢，在那边很漂亮，可是都是薄薄的，也不够，没办法做，不够重厚重做一个十字架，因为我们要做的是一个六尺高的，一个比人高一点的十字架。
But that wood is too thin to make it into a 6 feet tall cross that I was hoping for.
我又跑了几家 local 店啊，可能卖木头的都没有。
And I have been shopping around in all the local stores. I couldn't find one.
那只好到网上去订了，然后去网上找半天，也只找到这一家。他说他有。
So I had to go on the internet trying to find one from the website, and I finally found one.
我跟他说我们要60寸的。
I said that we would need something that is 60 inches.
我打电话给他说六十寸，那我搞错了，应该是六尺，是叫做72寸，但是我告诉他说六十寸。
But I made a mistake. I'm telling them that I would need something 60 inches instead of 72 inches.
他说有啊啊，你到网上去，在那个网上的那个 web page 里面用网上的 order 去订，然后呢，我们这边就帮你弄。
And he said that yes, you could fill out the order from online, and we can ship it out to you.
所以我就很高兴，我就在网上订。一订的时候，我想说，哎，不对，不是六十寸，是72寸。所以我就特别写72寸。
So I realized that the mistake I had made. So I changed it from 60 inches to 72 inches and 3 inches thick.
然后写上去以后呢，就打电话来，他说他已经看好了，要寄出来，问我那个尺寸是，我就他说是60寸。
I received a phone call from him. He said that he was ready to ship out our order. It was 60 inches.
我说不是，我订的是72寸，但是我讲的时候可能讲错了，我不晓得说，我以为你们什么都有，所以我应该是以订的那个为主，是72寸，付的钱是72寸。
I said that it was a mistake that I actually ordered for 72 inches cross.
所以 legally 我们是72寸，所以呢，但是他就听了。我在电话上询问六十寸，他就先切了60寸，所以呢，那一片木头呢，刚刚好就是那一块木头刚刚好可以做的，就是 miss 掉了，所以切了少一尺。
Oh, so he so instead of cutting into 72 inches cross, he made it into a 60 inch.
他说那一片木头好漂亮。
And that was a beautiful piece of wood. And I felt such a pity.
我说那要多久? 我们如果要六尺要多久? 他说可能要几个礼拜。
And so he said that we have to wait for a couple of weeks for another one to be made.
我说那也只好等了, 因为我们的心是要把最好的献上。
So I choose to wait because we want to offer the best to God.
希望我们继续祷告, 希望有一天有个 surprise, 他又打电话来说有了有了, 然后是在7月8号之前。
So please let's keep it in the prayer that it will come before come as soon as possible.
所以请大家为这个事情也祷告。
That's remember it in our prayers.
所以我们今天呢，我们想分享的信息呢，特别是讲到建造教会，我们再更深入的来思想建造教会的事情。
Today we're going to talk about how we're going to build up a church.
所以我们来看彼得前书第二章四到七节。
The passage is from 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 7.
好，我们大家一同来念哈，第四节到第七节，很短的一段四节经文。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安。” 信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说：匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。As
you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, the stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
所以这边特别讲到主乃活石。
And in here it mentioned that Jesus Christ is the living stone.
他是一个活石。
He is living.
是一个活的石头。
It's a living stone.
所以当我在思想的时候，这句话就一直不断的在我的里面，在我的心里面，一直在思想，在揣摩什么叫做活的石头。
So I've been pondering and meditating on this meaning of the living stone.
所以我们今天我们就要从活石这两个字，我们更深入来的思想，到底耶稣基督他是什么样的一位神，成为一个人。
So we're trying to understand the deeper meaning of the living stone of Jesus Christ.
他这边特别讲到说，他是为人所弃，但是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
In the scripture, it says that Jesus Christ was rejected by men, but it was precious. He was precious to God.
所以我们想到耶稣基督，他本身是神，他是创造宇宙万有的那一位神。
And we think about when we think about Jesus, He is the Lord of all things, and everything was made by Him and through Him.
不止他创造万有，而且他特别，他的手是托住万有的。
Not only that He made all things, He was sustaining all things.
当我们打开希伯来书的时候，我们打开第一章，他开始就开宗明义就讲得很清楚。
In Hebrews chapter 1, it says very clearly.
他说：“神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。” 就在这末世借他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，而且常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets in many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir to all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
所以我们讲到这位耶稣基督，他有做了三件事情在这段经文里面。
So Jesus has accomplished three things in this passage.
讲到他创造万有。
He made all things.
而且他用全能的命令托住万有。
And he sustained all things by his powerful word.
所以我们可以相信这个世界到今天仍然在继续的运行当中，是因为耶稣基督神他托住了整个运行。
So we believe that the world still exists because Jesus Christ is sustaining all things.
因为他的托住，所以整个社会、整个宇宙是有次序的在运行。
Because of his holding up everything in the universe, so everything's still in order right now.
所以我们早上起来的时候，我们不必担心一件事情，说，哎呀，今天太阳还会不会在？我们不会想，我们不会忧虑这个。
So you don't have to worry about if the sun is going to rise this morning.
因为他一直在那边，为什么？因为耶稣基督他托住万有。
Because Jesus is still in control and he holds up the whole world.
所以我们习以为常的事情，实际上我们忘掉了，这都是神的恩典。因为从创造以后，如果神就离开了，这个世界已经大乱了。但是他托住万有， make sure everything 他在正式的轨道，正对的轨道上运行。We
don't have to worry about that. The whole universe is going to be out of order because Jesus is still in control and everything runs according to His order.
而且他讲到第三件事情是他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And the third thing that he has accomplished is that he purified all our sins, and he sat down at the right hand of God Father.
也就是他解决了人类自古以来没办法解决的问题，就是人罪性的问题，人的不完全怎么办？
And he solved our problem that we cannot save ourselves from our sins.
所以他洗净了人的罪，从高天至大，从高天尊荣的地方降世为人，道成肉身。
So he descended from the heaven and he incarnated into the lowly man on earth.
所以当我们面对耶稣基督的时候，我们看见他虽然是一个完完全全的人，但他更是不要忘记他是完完全全的神，他就是神。
Let's not forget that Jesus is a fully man and he's fully God.
在罗马书第九章那边讲到，他在万有，他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿门。
In Hebrews 9, it says that Jesus is above, is over all, and he is to be praised forever.
可是当这位耶稣基督这样子的一个伟大尊荣的主来到的时候，这边第四节的经文却告诉我们，他是被人所弃的。Even
though that he's God, he's above all, but in this passage, it tells us that he is rejected by man.
他是被人所弃，而且是匠人所弃的那个石头。
And he's been rejected by the builders, the stone that been rejected by builders.
也就是拒绝，而且抵挡，甚至看为污秽、看为不值、看为没有价值的这样的一块石头。
The people, men, thought that Jesus was unworthy, was worthless, and was rejected. They rejected him.
但是我们知道，他这样子来到世上的时候，是因着他的爱，他愿意来到这个世上，被。 即使要被弃绝，他还是来。Jesus
came to the world because of his love for us, even though he knew that he was going to be rejected.
约翰福音第一章里面特别讲到，他到自己的地方来，自己的人怎么样，倒不接待他。In
John 1, it says that Jesus came to his own world, but his own did not receive him.
也就是好像我们回家的时候，我们的家人都拒绝我们，我们那个感觉是怎么样？如果我们很爱这个家人，我们为这个家人死，为家人付出，但是我们回到家以后，这个家把我们顶在外面，不给你进来，就很奇怪。It's
like we coming back home to our own house, and we were rejected by our own family, even though we sacrificed everything for our family.
这边告诉我们说，主乃活石。
It says that Jesus is the living stone.
这一位高天尊荣的主来到这个世上，他像活石一样。
He is the most high God or almighty God, and he is the living stone.
活石，我们今天这两个字呢，我们把它拆开来讲。
We're going to separate these two words, living and stone.
我们先讲第二个字，石头，石。
Let's talk about the word stone.
当我们看到一个石头，我们会想到什么？
When we look at the rock, what do we think?
我们会觉得这是一个很硬的东西，是一个很坚固、可以压、不怕、就是很有重量、非常沉重的一个东西。We
when we think of rock, we know that it's very heavy. It can sustain all the pressure. It's very solid.
好像是一个非常稳定的、稳固、磐石不动的东西。
It's like something that is not movable. It's very firm.
所以用这个活石来形容耶稣基督的时候，我们就可以看到他是一个 他的工作，他的心就是像这样一个石头的一个工作，是非常的坚稳而屹立不摇的工作。
So when we look at the rock, we know that that reflects the heart of the Jesus, that he is very firm, very solid, and not easily changed.
他带着神的托这个计划，带着神的托付来到这个世上的时候，遵照神的命令，就死在十字架上，当中有许许多多的艰难要面对。
When he came to the world to fulfill, to do God's will, he suffered a lot of pain and suffering hardships on the cross.
当他来的时候，他说：“我来了，为要照你的旨意行，也就是他照父神的旨意而行。”
He said that I'm here to fulfill your, to do your will, God.
当他最后的时候，在十字架上，他讲一句话，他说：“成了，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”
The last word that he said on the cross before he died, he said, "It's finished. I commit my spirit into you."
也就是你所 entrust 我，你所交托给我的事情，今天在十字架上我做完了，我 done 了，我 I finished it.
It's like the task that you have entrusted me to do on the cross. I have finished it.
虽然这其中有许多的痛苦，但是在希伯来书讲说，他大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求能叫他免死的主。
In Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, he was pleading to God that he was crying out to God to save him.
但是事情没有这样，神没有这样带领，他就坚定地走向十字架。
But God the Father did not. That was not God Father the will. So he, Jesus, he carried out God's will.
圣经描写在克西马利的祷告，他在那边汗如大雪点这样子，这非常迫切、生死的祷告。甚至到一个地步，连天使就要来伺候他，因为太照人来看太虚弱了。
When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was his earnest prayer that he even the angels had to attend him.
但是在这个地方告诉我们，他是一个石头，也就是他是一个坚定稳固的石头，不动的。
But in this passage, it tells us that Jesus was very firm, very firmly doing God's will here.
站在人的完全人的立场，父神怎么告诉他，他就怎么做。
He did what God had told him to do.
所以像一个石头一样，承受个命令，就稳定的在那个地方来执行他所 carry 到的一个工作。
So he was very, very faithful in carrying out what the task God has given him to do.
所以讲到石头，我们就看见一件事情：耶稣基督他是一个有担当、能够承担责任、能够 carry out 神旨意的一个 model。
So Jesus is the example for us that he is like a rock that he can receive and he can do God's will.
就是因为他这样稳固不动，所以呢，他成为可以成为人的依靠。
Because he is very dependable, so we can all depend on him.
如果他像如果是像一棵一根稻草或者一根不可以靠的东西，我们不会去依靠他。但是他是一个石头，好像一个磐石一样，盖的房子的话稳固不摇动，或者做地基做根基的话一稳固不摇动，我们就可以 depend on 在这个根基上面。
He's not like a weed that we cannot depend on. He's like a rock that is very firm foundation that we can depend on.
大概前一阵子我有看到一个新闻啊，就是讲那个有一个 Chevy 的那个 truck 在卖广告的那个那卖车子的广告，它里面就有一首歌唱得很有意思。
I was I saw a commercial on TV some time ago, and there's a the lines are like this. It's very interesting.
Like a rock.
像个石磐石。
I was strong as I could be, like a rock.
我像石头一样强壮。
后面词我记不住，我只记得 like a rock.
I couldn't remember the rest
of
it.
Like a rock.
But I remember, only thing I can remember is like 我非常强壮，像石头一样。
后面广告结尾的时候呢，那更棒了。
And towards the end of the commercial, it was even better.
The most dependable, longest lasting truck on the road.
这是最值得信靠啊，能够最坚固的在最坚固的卡车。
这不就是我们耶稣基督的形象吗 ？Like a rock.
Isn't that like the picture of Jesus Christ?
The most dependable, 最能够被依靠的。
The most dependable, 最能够被依靠的。
Longest lasting truck on the road, 它是在车上在路上所能看到那个活到最远最长久的那个车子。
它能够它能够longest lasting truck on the road。
我不知道这是真理还是怎么样哈，这个用在 Chevy 的身上。但是呢，耶稣基督他 能够到永永远远，希伯来书讲说，他说不改变，耶稣基督昨日、今日到永远是一样的。
I don't think the truth is going to apply to the car, but it applies to Jesus Christ that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, never changes.
所以这样的一块石头，就让我们成为可以倚靠的对象。
So He is the living stone that we can depend on Him.
所以我们可以相信他说到就做到，因为他上十字架的时候，即使不愿意，但是遵照旨意，他说了，他就去做了。
And we can trust on the things that he has promised us on the cross.
所以我们觉得能够来到耶稣的面前，我们觉得他是一个可以信靠的对象，像一块石头一样。
So when we come before God, we know that he is someone we can trust.
我每次就想到那个我们以前的那个梅林姊妹，她最喜欢那首诗歌，我常常听她在唱，没事就在唱那首诗歌。主耶稣是我灵魂的避难处。如沙漠地有阴凉处，耶主耶稣是我磐石，是顶坚固，我靠着主能得平安。
This is one of the favorite hymns sung by our beloved sister Mei Ling. It's talking about the Lord is our rock, in Him we hide a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever will be we will find, and a shelter in the time of storm.
他讲到。主耶稣是我大磐石，我靠着主能得平安。主耶稣是我大磐石，不只是磐石，是大磐石，我靠着他就平安了。
Jesus is my big rock. I can depend on him and I will be safe.
所以耶稣他的一个性格，可以说是他的一个工作的一个态度，他面对他的使命的态度，就像一个 rock。
Jesus' attitude towards the task that God has given him is like a rock.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，他这边讲到说，你们来到主面前也就像活石。
So in this First Peter passage, it says that as we come before Him, we're like the living stone.
也就是当我们的主耶稣是一块石头的时候，那我们每一个人是不是也应该像一个石头一样
？So as Jesus is the living stone, each one of us should be like the living stone as well.
在圣经这边特别讲到，他已做了房角的头块石头。
In this passage, it says that Jesus has become the capstone of the building.
这句话的意义就表示说，第一块石头已经垒好了 foundation， 后面呢还有许多的石头要上来。
So, Jesus is the foundation of the building, and all the other rocks should be stacked up upon it.
所有在上面堆砌的石头都要跟着这一块石头的方向跟它 in line， 跟它要一样的方向，要有一致性。
So all the rest of the stones should be aligned to the first foundation.
所以这一块第一块石头，它是怎么样的一块石头就非常的重要。
So it's very important what the cornerstone, the capstone is.
当我们看到耶稣基督，他像一块真实的一个磐石，就在那个地方，这样能够有承担，能够 dependable。那我们也要成为这样子的一个石头，加在他的身上。
So when we see Jesus as our example, that he is being the capstone of the whole building, we should follow his example.
大概一年多以前，我们家后院在盖那个，就是在做那个挡泥土的墙，就是石墙。
We were building our fences last year in our backyard.
然后那个 Kelly 的爸爸就是很热心，就来帮忙，然后。他就要放一块石头，第一块石头中间那一块，在整个墙啊，很几十尺长的一个墙，那块石头好重要。他花了很多的时间量那个的位置，然后呢，它的高矮、它的角度是怎么样？因为那墙还有一点点倾斜，所以那个石头花了很久的时间才摆下第一块。
Kelly's father came to help us, and it took him a long time to select the right rock, the first rock to put down, depending on the size, the shape, and the angles of the rock.
当那块石头一摆好以后，剩下他就很快了。那他很好心啊，他没有就离开了，他还把第一层都放好，所以就跟着这一块，他再把旁边放好，然后放了第一层都放好。
After he had laid down the first stone, the rest of it came easier. He was very kind that he actually finished the whole, the first line, the first row of the rocks.
剩下的石头就很简单了，他就可以工程就可以交给我们这个不懂的人来做。剩下呢，我们就是把石头搬过来，把它放上去，就这么简单。
And the rest of the job is easier that we can just start stacking up all the rest of the rocks on the top.
让我知道说我放石头绝对不会错, 因为下面的是准确的, 所以我就跟着他放, 绝对不会错。
So I know that if I follow the first rock that he has laid, I will not make mistakes.
当没想到说, 当耶稣基督他来到像一块石头, 他这样做, 我们也跟着做, 这样就不会错。
So when I look at Jesus' example, if we follow him and we will do everything right.
所以我觉得我们应该多花点时间来仔细地观察耶稣基督他的服事, 他的 ministry, 然后呢, 可以 apply 在我们每一个人的身上。
So we should learn the lessons from Jesus, how he, his attitude towards his ministries on the earth.
在希伯来书第10章35节到36节, 那边讲到说, 所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心, 存这样心的必得大赏赐。
In Hebrews 10:35-36, it says that, so do not throw away your confidence. You will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
对,接下来就讲到说,我们必须忍耐,等你们行完了神的旨意就可以得到所应许的。所以这就是耶稣基督的一生,照着神的旨意来,照着神的旨意受苦,但是照着神的旨意领受永恒的荣耀。
So this is it describes the full life of Jesus, that he was doing God's will and he will receive the reward God has promised him.
So let's
ask us ourselves a question. Are we a dependable person?
很多的时候我们是不是像石头还是我们像棉花? 人家能不能够trust我们? 能不能够说我们是一个faithful person?
Will people describe us as a rock or as a cotton that we... Can they depend on us?
我们以前有个老师林道亮院长，他在讲，他就分享一句话，他讲了到今天我都还记得。I
still remember till today that something that's said by a teacher from my seminary.
他年纪很大的时候，他讲一句话，他说饭可以少吃，觉可以少睡，神的托付不能不完成。I
remember he said that we can eat less, we can sleep less, but the task that God has entrusted us to do cannot remain unfinished.
我就很好奇，一个人饭少吃，觉少睡，他活得长吗？
So I was wondering, if you eat less, you sleep less, how long can you live?
结果这个林道亮院长，他99岁才离开世界啊，他过去的很不久之前的事情。
So Reverend Lin Daoliang, he actually lived until the age of 99. He just passed away not long ago.
所以我如果也饭少吃一点，觉少睡一点，神的旨意、神的托付不能不完成的话，我想我们是不是都可以活到99岁？
So if we would do the same, sleep and eat less, but we're faithful in doing what God has trusted us to do, maybe we can all live long life.
很多时候在教会的事情在忙，这些建堂的时候很忙的时候，好多事情一起来啊，那个整个就是很忙。然后呢，时间睡觉时间会越来越少，越来越少的时候，这句话就成为我的帮助。饭可以少吃，觉可以少睡，神的托付不能不完成。
Sometimes I'm so overwhelmed by all the works that we have to do for the church, but the saying from eat and sleep less has become my strength.
在上个前一阵子我们去参加一个聚会，然后呢，他那聚会里面有发一本小册子，是讲到特别百年殉道学，就讲到追念那些西方的教士来到中国，在义和团庚子事件的那个当中殉道的人，他们的言行，他们的话，把它记下来。
I went to a conference and I received the book. It was about to describe the martyrs during the Boxer Rebellion, all the martyrs, what they had done, what they had said.
其中写的那些感人，很多都是临死前的一些话写下来的。
A lot of words that were said by those martyrs, they were very touching, that they were said before, right before they died.
就在这个危急的当中，有一个叫做 巴上智这样的一个教士，一个传道人巴上智。
There's a minister. His name is David Barrett. He said something in the crisis.
他说：“我像是一头公牛。”
He said that I am like an ox.
或用我耕田，或放我在祭坛上，我都准备好了。
I'm ready to be either on the altar or on the plow.
也就是他领受了神的旨意，来到中国传福音。他在那边。 该怎么做，神要让他经历什么，他都准备好了。
He had received the calling of God to come to China, and he was ready to do God's will there.
不管是他被在全匪的这种攻击当中可以逃生，或者没有办法逃出去被打死了，他都准备好了。
He was ready either to live or to die during this rebellion, Boxer Rebellion.
所以他写信给隔壁隔城的那个，就是隔壁的 town 的那些那些弟兄姐妹，他写了一个信写过去。他那个信上面，他特别讲说，我见你面的时候呢，可能在天上我们相见还快一点。我到你城里去啊，我还不知道去得了去不了，我们在天上见更快。
In his letter to the sisters and brothers in the Lord, to the next town, he mentioned that maybe it's easier for us to see in heaven than to meet on earth.
所以，当我们领受神的旨意的时候，当我们在服侍神的时候，我们是不是有一个专一，有一个专一跟从，不摇动，就像石头一样？
Do we have the same attitude as that we will have the faithful and the undivided heart to follow Jesus?
我常常觉得我们来到教会的时候，或者我们面对神的时候，我们不是那种专一，不是那种专业的态度来的。
Sometimes I think that when we come to the church to meet God, we do not have the same attitude as an undivided heart or a professionalism.
我们都说，哎，我们的老板，我们的工作上面有老板，那老板不是地上的老板，那天上一个更大、更荣耀的老板是天上的老板，他是上帝。
We sometimes concern about our boss on the earth, but we have a much bigger boss, master in heaven.
可是很多的时候，我们表现出来的却不是这个样子。我们大家都懂，可是我们很难真正落实在我们的每一天的日子里面。
We understand that teaching, but it's hard for us to put into practice in our life.
如果老板告诉我们说，我们明天早上9点开会。
If your boss told you that we would have a meeting 9 o'clock tomorrow morning,
我们九点钟都到了。
We would be there.
那我们如果神说我们10点来敬拜我。
But if God said that you come to worship me at 10,
那我们知道神很有怜悯了，晚一点他不会 fire 我。
And we know that God is merciful, so if we are late, He will not fire me.
我面对我的老板不行，我9点不到，明天不一定能够再来了。
But I cannot do that to my boss. I probably won't have a job tomorrow.
神是蛮有恩典。
So God is merciful.
但是我们的心也应该有献上的心。
But we need to have the heart to come before God.
也就是在神的事上，我们能不能专一，能不能够 dependable?
So when we're serving God, are we dependable? Are we faithful?
有一次，刘同牧师来分享，到我们神学院去分享那个他的服事。
Reverend 刘同
灵粮堂刘同牧师。River of Life 的
River of Life, the pastor from River of Life came to our seminary to share.
大家很奇怪说，哎，怎么这个教会一直发展，好像很大很快。当然，灵恩的追求火热，他们在当中，但是不只是这样。
Everybody was very, very curious how their church can grow so big.
他就勉励我们，他说从小事就做起。
He was encouraging us to start with the little things.
在小事上忠心，在大事上我们就才能忠心。
He said that if you can be faithful in little things, then you can be faithful.
他就讲了一句话，他就做了一个见证。他说他就有一个 idea， 或者是从神来的感动，他要留言在他的 answering machine 里面，好叫弟兄姐妹不能够灵修的人可以打电话进到他家里面，他可以听到5分的信息，他没有时间灵修，可以听到所谓灵修专线，可以打电话来听这个 answering machine。
He was sharing with us that when he received the Holy Spirit's prompting that he would like to leave a 5-minute message on the answering machine for the Christians who cannot have the daily devotion, but they can still learn have the devotion from the devotion hotline.
对一个传道人来讲，讲五分钟那很简单。每一天讲五分钟，那就有点难了。
It's easy for a pastor to deliver a 5-minute sermon, but it's not easy when you have to do it every day.
所以他就在分享，他说有的时候很忙很累，有的时候出差到外面，他总是一定要保证他的 answering machine 里面能够有 message， 是每一天在更换的 message， 都是他亲自自己录的。
And he was sharing with us that even though when he was very busy, sometimes he was traveling, he was very tired, but he still had to be faithful, like doing that 5-minute message on his answering machine.
后来当他开始这样做的时候，他发现说，哎呀，这个 好像打进来以后，一个人打，两个人打会占线，那一个人生命不够怎么办？所以他想了很多，就是到处找人要问要怎么去做这件事情。
So when he encounters some technical problems that one answering machine is not enough if everybody if a lot of people were trying to call in the same time.
当他这样坚持来执行他所托付的这种感生给他的感动的时候。然后就发现路就开了，因为就有专业的公司，他们就联络上，然后用专业的公司、专业的技术来帮他做这些事情。但是还是他每一天录音。
So when he was faithful in doing God's job, God actually provide some the professional companies to help them out to solve the technical problems.
所以我们到底能不能够在每一件事情上面能够这样的忠心持守
？So can we be as faithful in everything we do？
以至于我们可以在别人的眼中、别人的嘴中说出来说，只要他办事，我就放心。
So people will say that if he is in charge, I don't have any worries.
一个交托出去工作给人的人，最喜欢听到的一句话就是交给他，事情就当了。
Someone who is delegating the jobs to you, he will be very happy to know that.If he does that, he doesn't have to worry. Things will be done.
好像我们在公司上班的时候，我们的老板或者我们在教在学校里面，我们的老师，他只要这样讲，你们今天要把这个做好，明天的时候交上来。他这样说出去的时候，他就知道有一些人交上来，有一些人不一定，所以他就知道说 ，faithful 的人，他说出去事情就当了，说出去的那一个 moment 事情就当了，不需要等到明天，他知道已经当了。因为他是 dependable， 但是有一些人说出去不行，他每一天还要 check， 他每个时候还要 check， 哎，做到怎么样？做到怎么样？做到怎么样？因为知道我们不 dependable。
So it's like when we receive assignments from our boss or from our teachers at school. For those who are dependable, the bosses or the teachers are very comfortable that they know that the moment that they gave the assignment, it will be done because the people are dependable.
所以下次有更重要的事情来的时候，这个老板会把这个工作交给哪一个？是交给那个 dependable 的，还是不 dependable？ 尤其那种工作如果 tied to 他的 career 的话，他绝对是找那个 dependable 的人。
So next time when he has something important, some important task to delegate, whom would he give it the task to? The one who is dependable or the not dependable?
所以我在工作的那些年日里面，我学习到一句话：老板不喜欢听。Problems. 他们喜欢听 solutions.
So I learned something from my career in the past that when I was working, the bosses they would love to hear the solutions instead of the problems that you share with them.
因为讲 problems 是加重老板的负担，讲 solutions 是减轻老板的负担。所以我们的那些工作上面，老板都喜欢听哦，问题有这样的问题，但是我解决了。
So the bosses would be very happy to hear that if you have solutions, that you will lighten his burden instead of giving him more sharing with problems that would make his burden even heavier.
他最怕听到的事情就是明天是 due day 了，今天晚上下午五点钟的时候进来说，我很努力的做，但是呢，我遇到了这个问题，那个问题，所以我明天没有办法交差。
It would be dreadful for him to hear you coming like 5 o'clock tonight to tell him that.Tomorrow is the due day, and I cannot finish the job you have given me.
Dependable, 这是耶稣基督的性格，也要成为我们每个人的性格。
Dependability is one of Jesus' characters, and it has to become one of our characters too.
这是一个石头的个性，一个 solid 的一个个性。
This is the attribute of a solid rock.
然后我们第二件事情要讲到的就是，它是一个活石，它不只是一个石头这样坚定稳固，而且它是活的。
And next, we have to emphasize on the living.
所以这个活的，我就想了很久，主啊，什么是活的？什么石头是活的？哪有石头是活的？石头都是死石头，哪有活石头？
I was asking God, but there's no stone that is living. All the stones are dead.
如果一个石头是活的是石头的话，那代表的是什么更深的意义呢
？So what is the deeper meaning for the living stone？
神就启示我一件事情，就讲到什么叫做活的事情，什么是活，什么是死。
So God enlightened me to help me understand the meaning of living and dead。
我就发现活跟死之间有一个很重要的差别，活的是能够改变的，是能够活动的，是活泼的。 但是死的就是不动了 That's it, forever.
So I understand that there's a huge difference between the living and dead, that the living is lively, is movable, and the dead is just, it's done, it's died.
我参加过一些、就是一些人过就是好像在病床上面死掉的时候他们的、如果亲戚要给他戴假牙的话 better 马上就戴上去如果过三天以后那个牙已经打不开了你塞假牙塞不进去人死了硬了不能动
I learned this from、the past experience that、before a person、very close to the person's passing if they the family wanted to put on the dentures for the people、for the person they better do it fast because after 3 days they cannot open that person's mouth
但是后来有一次我就带我们的女儿去做牙齿的那个 braces 的时候那个牙 中文怎么讲就是牙套整就是要整那个牙齿那个牙齿原来是都不看齐的哈就是很乱很乱结果呢整了一年大概一年以后我就发现说奇怪这牙齿会自动矫正然后呢排得整整齐齐奇怪怎么可能但是这个 dentist 居然 did it
I took my 当然
花了很多钱呢
It cost me a lot of money that I took my daughter to the orthodontist and she had very messy teeth but after a year all the teeth were straightened up
那我就发现说原来是牙齿在家里面可以说是最不整齐的现在在牙齿里面在家里面是最整齐的那个这是 impossible 的事情但是解决了
She was the one that who had the most messy teeth before the orthodontist work but after it's done she had the most beautiful teeth in our family and that was impossible but it was done
这是因为我们花钱的缘故吗
Is that because we spend a lot of money on it?
当然不是，为什么？因为生命是活的，牙齿是可以动的。
Of course not, because the teeth were still living, so it can be moved.
我们身体的构造是有新陈代谢，是在活动的。每一个时刻，身体里面的东西都在动。
So our body, it is a living being. Everything is moving in our body.
我们受伤的时候呢，自己会 recover. 有动的时候呢，自己会长起来。
When we have wounds, it will be healed. When we have hurt, it will restore.
当我们在挂那个修造家庭那一块布幕的时候，不小心量错了，那多钉了两个洞在旁边。
When we were trying to hang that thing on the wall, we miscalculated, so we punched two holes on the wall. That was not necessary.
当我定错的时候就非常的懊悔，因为多留了两个洞在旁边。
I feel so bad because I saw this two unnecessary holes on the wall.
但是如果那个墙是活着的话，我就不用担心，因为它自己会长好。可是它不是，它就是两个洞在那边 forever.
If the wall was living, then I wouldn't have to worry because they will come back. They will restore to itself, but it's not so.
所以什么是生命跟活的跟死的不同在哪里？就是一个它会慢慢的改变，慢慢的活动起来，然后跟旁边会 connect 起来。
So what's the difference between life and death? Life is we are still moving, we're still changing, and we can be connected to people around us.
这就讲到，当耶稣基督他是一个活的石头，讲到他是一个活的，意思是说他是可以 be flexible 的。
So when we say that Jesus is the living stone, we're talking about his flexibility.
他放下自己在天上的尊贵荣耀的位置来到世上的时候，他是放下他神性里面的荣耀。他来到这个世上，然后呢，放下自己的道理，因为他不没有罪的人为什么要被钉在十字架上 ？It's not fair. 透过今天孩子们说的话，就是 This is not fair. 但是他愿意。
He gave up all the glory he had in heaven. He came to the earth and he did not even reason with us that he died for us on the cross. That did not make sense. That's not fair.
这就是他能够放下，因为他 flexible. 这是活的一个见证。
Because he can give up himself, his life for us, and this is a great testimony.
若是一个死的的话，怎么样就是怎么样。我是尊荣的，我永远就是尊荣的，不可能再变了。但是他是 flexible， 他可以变，他可以。从尊荣来到人间，为的是爱我们、拯救我们。
Jesus could give up his glory in heaven. He could come to the earth just to save us. This is because of his love.
当他在十字架上的时候， 有许许多多的人围绕在他旁边，有长老、祭司长、文士，还有在周围的许许多多的人、经过的人，最后甚至强盗也都讥笑他。
When he was on the cross, there's a lot of people surrounding him. There's elders, chief priests, scribes, soldiers, and passersby. Everybody was laughing at him.
在上面的一些对下面的人讲什么呢？
What did they say?
他说：“你这拆毁圣殿的，三日又建造起来的，现在可以救自己吧。”
They said that if you're going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross.
你不是说三日要把建造圣殿建造起来吗？你应该可以救自己吧？你圣殿都可以造。
Didn't you say that you could build the temple back in 3 days, so you can save yourself?
他讲到说你是以色列王的话，你现在应该可以从十字架上下来吧？你是王吗？
And they also said that you said that you're the king of Israel. Then why don't you come down from the cross?
又讲到说，哦，你倚靠神，如果神喜悦你的话，现在神就会救你啊。因为你曾说你是神的儿子。
And they also said that you said you trusted in God, that God rescue you, and if He still wants you, and you, because you said that I'm the son of God.
还有一句话，最大的挑战来了。你若是神的儿子，现在就从十字架上下来。
And there's another most challenging thing that they challenge him with is if you are the son of God, come down from the cross now.
如果我们每个人钉在十字架上，在那个 moment 的话，我们心里面会在说什么？
If we were the one who were being nailed on the cross, what would we say to ourselves?
气不过我就下来了，对不对？
I would say yes. I'll show you. I'll come down from the cross.
谁？我当然是神的儿子，为什么这个时候不下来呢？
Of course, I'm the son of God, so I can do that.
你若是神的儿子
，They said that if you are the son of God，
你若是神的儿子
，If you are the son of God，
这句话在耶稣基督的周围里面不断的在发生。你若是神的儿子，你为什么不这样这样这样？你若是神的儿子，你为什么不这样这样这样
？It happened to Jesus repeatedly during his life on earth that if you are the son of God, why would you do this, this and that？
当耶稣基督禁食四十昼夜的时候，魔鬼来试探他。
When Jesus was fasting in the desert for 40 days, Satan came to tempt him.
他是用同样的话，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变为饼啊。
Satan was using the same challenge that if you are the son of God, tell the stones to become bread.
他又讲到说，你若是神的儿子，你可以从殿的顶上跳下来啊，因为神要吩咐他的使者托住你的脚，不要免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Said that if you're the son of God, you can jump from the top of the temple, and the God will tell his angels to hold you up, not letting you hit the rock.
你若是神的儿子，这就是魔鬼来 challenge 他。你若是神的儿子，你就可以这样。你若是神的儿子，你就应该要这样这样。
So he was often challenged by Satan that saying you, if you are the son of God, you could do this and that.
耶稣基督是不是神的儿子？是。的的确确是神的儿子。
Is Jesus son of God? Yes, he is indeed.
但是耶稣基督是神的儿子，就一定要那样吗？
But just because he is the son of God, is that what he has to do to prove it?
这是我们世人的想法。
This is our man's reasoning.
我如果是这样的权柄的话，我当然要这样做。
If I have the authority, I would do that.
我如果有这样的身份，我当然要享受这样的待遇。
If I have the position, then I have the right to receive that.
我若是，我就应该，这是我们人的想法。但是耶稣基督不是，他面对人 challenge 说：“你若是神的儿子。”但是耶稣基督他就是不用这个权柄。
When Jesus was challenged by Satan to exercise his authority, he chose not to do that.
所以耶稣基督是 very flexible.
So Jesus was very flexible.
特别是面对这种试探的时候，他知道怎么样降卑，怎么样服在神大能的手下。
Especially when he was faced with all the challenges, he knew how to submit himself to the mighty God.
他能够放下自己的天上荣华的地位，放下自己的道理，来到这个世上，死在十字架上。这就是十字架的精髓，就是他能够放下。
It is the essence of Christ. I'm sorry. Is it the essence of cross that Jesus could put down himself, put away all his rights, and come down to earth to save us, to die on the cross?
所以我们发现，虽然在十字架上，他的肉身在那个 moment 是死了，但是他是活的石头。
So we realize that even though Jesus died on the cross, But he was living. He is the living stone.
当他进入死亡的当中的时候, 他显出是一个活的生命。
When he entered death, he actually reveals the meaning of life to us.
所以圣经上告诉我们说, 耶稣也讲了, 复活在我, 生命也在我, 意思就是说, 我是复活, 我是生命, 生命, 他是生命在他的里头。
Jesus always said in the scripture that I am the resurrection and the life.
所以后面怎么讲? 第三天他复活, 而且在腓立比书第二章讲说, 因此神将他升为至高, 并赐给他那超乎万民之上的名, 叫一切在天上, 地上, 地底下的, 因耶稣基督的名, 无不欺欺, 无不口称耶稣基督为主, 使荣耀归于父神。
So in Philippians 2, it says that therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
他承受了许多没有道理的一些压迫跟攻击在他的身上，但是他是flexible，可以承受。
He took a lot of things that's not fair to him, but he can sustain everything. He can still take. He can still be dependable.
在出埃及记的时候, 他们击打磐石，磐石就流出活水来供应这么多人的需要。所以那块磐石在哥林多前书讲到，那磐石，他们所喝的就是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督，就讲到那个石头。
It was mentioned in the book of Exodus that when the Israelites, they were in wandering in the wilderness, and they had to hit the rock so the water would come out. And it says that the rock is the living stone that is Jesus.
当我在想到这件事情，我仔细在想的时候，我觉得真的是太奇怪了。我如果打一个石头的话呢，在人的讲法，我打那个石头的话呢，那个石头应该反过来打我一下。 这是make sense的事情，但是没有打一个石头的话，居然会有很多的水出来可以给我喝，这是很难想象的事情。When
I was studying this passage, I thought that it was very strange because when we hit the rock will probably retaliate. But instead of doing that, when I hit the rock the water will come out and to provide me with the water that I need.
所以圣经上面告诉我们，耶稣基督也说了，他说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可夸的？能得什么赏赐呢？”
除非我们能够爱我们的仇敌，甚至为逼迫我们的人祷告。So Jesus even taught his disciples. He said that it's not commendable if you just love the people who love you. You should love your enemy and you should pray for them.
所以这是一个活的一个石头，是带着生命力的一个石头，因为它能够降卑，能够放下。
So Jesus Christ is the living stone. He is the perfect example to give up our rights and to humble himself.
我发现在不管是在任何有人的地方，就有不同的争执。不管是在家里、在教会、在公司，在很多很多的事情都意见不同。但是我们在这个地方一定要学习到一件事情，好像耶稣基督一样，能够放下，因为有放下才是活的，不然就是死的。
I learned that there's always conflicts, disagreement in everywhere we go, as long as there are people in our home, in our church, but we really need to learn how to put down our rights like Jesus Christ.
主乃活石,
Jesus is the living stone.
我们来到主面前也就像活石,
as we come before him, we are like the living stones.
As solid.
It's solid.
As flexible.
And 有弹性的。
能够将就,
and he will accommodate.
能够放下,
and he will put down his right.
而且坚定不摇动,
and he is not movable, he is firm. That is a real living stone.
我们来祷告,
let's pray.
亲爱的主, 我们赞美你的名, 因为你的生命是一个美好的生命, 是一个令人羡慕的生命。 主耶稣, 尤其你在地上, 这短短的33年半的时间, 让我们看见 你所demonstrate出来，你所彰显出来的生命，真是令人羡慕的生命。因为虽然有苦难，但是最后是一个高升的荣耀，是在父神面前满足了父心意的一种喜乐。主，我们何等的愿意，也成为一个蒙你喜悦的人。主啊，在我们的每一天的日子里面，求主你也赐给我们像一颗石头一样，能够坚定稳固在你面前。 而且能够像一个活的石头，也就是能够改变我们每一个人都在这个地方能够放下，让我们一同在这个地方来承受你所要给我们的祝福和应许。我们谢谢你赐福于我们每一个人，赐福于每个家，能够在你面前更蒙你的悦纳。我们这样子祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱诗歌，我们来唱我们都是一家人。他这边特别讲到就是每一个活石，而且呢要建造成为灵宫，所以当我们每一个人都是成为一颗活石的时候，我们大家是一家人的时候，这个灵宫就是神居住的所在，就是美好的一个居所。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民。因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命。奉神命的喜悦，同在主爱中连结，因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业。期待上第二节，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民。因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待。活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民。同敬拜，因着耶稣同蒙慈爱，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待。活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪。活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪。请你跟你的左右握个手，讲祝福你成为小活石。哈利路亚，祝福你成为神眼手中的活石，能够为神做美好的见证。哈利路亚，谢谢主，感谢主，哈利路亚，赞美你。因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待。活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪。好们，当我们想到我们每个人都是一个小活石，我们想到说耶稣基督是一个大块房角石，我们在他的上面建造建造，堆砌堆砌，旁边充满的都是可爱的小活石，好美的一幅图画。神的圣殿，神的灵宫就在这个地方。我们来祷告，主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，谢谢你让我们看见你是一块活石，巴不得我们每一个人就是一块活石，能够在你的基础上，在你的根基上面来建造，好叫你能够让我们整个整个教会成为一个圣所，成为一个灵宫，成为你所居住喜悦的所在。我们谢谢主，赞美你，谢谢主，我们领受祝福。 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永永远远。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿请坐，最后有些欢迎报告。